coming up.
Coming up on Heard on the Street, can Tesla's hype live up to the rough road ahead?
You're listening to Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal, your traveling companion in the digital age. Now, Heard on the Street.
Hello, and welcome to Heard on the Street, the podcast. We are the Wall Street Journal's home for commentary on all things financial all over the world. Reporting from Hong Kong this week, I'm Alex Frangos, joined by my colleague Miriam Gottfried in New York. Miriam, how are you?
I'm doing all right. Nice to hear your voice.
Excellent. We have Heard on the Street's Charlie Grant here to talk to us about Tesla and the future of electric cars. Hi, Charlie. Welcome aboard.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
So, Charlie, Tesla Motors has been ramping up production and will, you know, said this week that they'll probably sell 50,000 cars this week. But getting big so quickly isn't very easy. Do you think Tesla is going to be able to live up to its promise to be a major producer of vehicles in such a short period of time?
It's going to be hard for them to prove that in short order. Tesla is going to have to take a long time to prove that it can be a major car producer. This sort of thing takes years and years to prove. To date, Tesla has made a very popular luxury vehicle, and they are ramping up production on that. They lose money on this car, however, and most investors are excited about the potential for a mass market vehicle that they have yet to produce.
Who's putting more pressure, Charlie? Who's putting more pressure on Tesla? Is it Tesla themselves? Is it Elon Musk setting targets that are really hard to reach, or is it investors setting the bar even higher?
It's a little bit of both. Elon Musk has gotten people very excited about his cars. Certainly his engineering prowess should not be underestimated. He has produced things that consumers like, and he has produced a company that investors are excited about. At the same time, big car companies are also working. The General Motors and Fords of the world are also working on developing their own electric cars. Tesla has a head start, but the competition is catching up. A lot of this competition runs a profitable company and has major advantages that established players have that Tesla does not.
So the stock rose this week because Tesla maintained the low end of its guidance for the number of vehicles it's going to deliver this year. That's right?
That's right. Investors were worried they would have to cut that forecast, and the stock has been in a bit of a funk lately over the last few months as some production problems have started to pop up. Tesla seems to have some teething problems as it develops its Model X SUV. But investors were expecting some bad news on Tuesday night, and when that bad news did not come, the shares rallied hard. So while building cars that people like is great and a great start, at some point they're going to have to turn the financial ship around.
I mean, how soon is that going to have to happen? It seems like a kind of a dangerous balancing act that they're doing right now.
Well, in August they raised $700 million from Wall Street banks in an equity offering, and it's very possible that they might have to do that again in the near future if the cash profile of the company doesn't turn around.
Do you think all the diehard Tesla fans are just going to look right past that again?
They have so far, and it's worked out for them. But past is not necessarily prologue in markets.
With Tesla stock, we see a lot of the analysts making projections way out in the future as a way to support their estimates for the valuation. I mean, we were talking not just, you know, let's hope that they make some money next year or the year after, but it's really like 5, 6, 7 years out. That seems to me to be a formula for, you know, just a little bit of bad news at some point is really going to knock this stock down.
I'd agree with that. A lot can happen in 10 years, and a lot of Wall Street projections assume a smooth sailing over that time frame. And just think about what has happened in the last 10 years in the world, and think back to 2005 and how much of that you could have seen beforehand.
But it has been kind of surprising what investors have been willing to look past. I mean, we've seen evidence of, you know, that kind of, you know, really risky fluctuations because of volatility. Consumer Reports came out with that review that said, oh, actually, you know how we liked Tesla before? Now it looks like they're making reliable cars. The stock falls a lot on that. But I mean, in general, it keeps going back up. And so we even have, you know, low oil prices, and that's not enough to really, you know, tank the stock. It seems like it's riding on, you know, illusions and, you know, fanboys and, you know, what's keeping it afloat, and will that continue?
I think it really comes down to the fact that people love these cars, and while the maintenance issues that Consumer Reports raised are definitely a worry, as long as they can produce good cars, there will be strong investor enthusiasm. The trouble is they might not be able to keep producing good cars indefinitely if they don't have enough cash.
Charlie, when is the last time? I mean, I don't know if we even know this. I mean, when a company kind of came in and decided just to start getting into the auto industry and did it successfully. I mean, if it feels like that's not a very common thing.
It's not. It's been a long, long time. And so, I mean, while Elon Musk certainly has the kind of resume that people look for in a disruptor, I think investors should be respectful of how hard it is to become disrupt an entrenched player in the auto industry.
Good point. We talked about that with Apple last week. We're going to have to wrap it up there. Thanks, Charlie. That wraps up the Your Money Matters edition of Heard on the Street. Be sure to check out our full Heard on the Street podcast at wsj.com/podcasts. Thanks for listening.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.